In a lab on the campus of Central Michigan University, the air is brimming with the sound of flowing water and electric pumps. Rows of tanks are full of large fish and, on further inspection, mussels.
And these largemouth bass are hosts for our native freshwater mussels.
This is Dr. Dalen Woolnow, an expert on Great Lakes mussels. She explains that during a mussel's larval stage, it has to attach to a fish.
And then, like a tiny little Pac-Man, it attaches to the gills of the fish. And it has to have a particular fish species in order to grow up into an adult.
Woolnow says this life cycle makes mussels incredibly vulnerable to changes in the environment. And that's a problem, because mussels play an essential role in the health of the ecosystem.
We know that one mussel, so like one clam, can filter up to 60 gallons a day of water. And so we are talking about a large filtering capacity, because sometimes in our rivers, you can find up to 15 per meter squared or yard squared.
Native freshwater mussels, however, are facing threats from invasive zebra and quagga mussels. According to Woolnow, nearly 75% of the native mussel species in the Great Lakes region are listed as endangered, threatened, or special concern. She says their decline is largely being driven by invasive zebra mussels. Woolnow says that's a problem because zebra mussels aren't as good at filtering contaminants like E. coli from the water as some native mussels are.
So they take them out of the water and hold them in their bodies, and they can live for 75 years old. The zebra mussels can't necessarily do that because they are like 2 or 3 years old. They will die and then release those contaminants back into the water, causing actually more water quality problems.
Woolnow says it's possible that native mussels are masking just how polluted Great Lakes waterways have become. If native mussels go away, Woolnow says it could have a cascade effect, lowering water quality and affecting other river organisms like fish. To solve this problem, Woolnow and a team of researchers are pairing with the Michigan DNR to grow new native mussels in a hatchery and then introduce them into the Kalamazoo River. Scott Hanshew is a biologist with the DNR. He says it's important to bolster mussel species and increase river diversity.
This is kind of groundbreaking work for the state of Michigan. We have not done mussel propagation at this level.
Hanshew says similar work has been done in Ohio and Wisconsin.
Other states are well ahead of us in terms of mussel propagation, as well as the federal government and some of the natural, the fish and wildlife hatcheries.
The research is supported by a 3-year, $499,000 grant from the Kalamazoo River Community Recreational Foundation. Woolnow says while the research will be focused in the Kalamazoo River, her findings will have implications for the region.
We should be able to use that information to help with the water quality across the state and therefore across the Great Lakes.
If the project is successful, Woolnow and Hanshew say the state will begin using this method across Michigan to stabilize mussel populations and keep waterways clean. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.